Kennedy dropped out last week and petitioned to be removed from swing state ballots. But Wisconsin state law says that a candidate who properly files nomination papers cannot decline to be on the ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission discussed that law at its meeting to finalize independent and third-party candidates. Democratic Commissioner Ann Jacobs said it's crystal clear when it comes to Kennedy's request to be removed.
The only way he gets to not be on the ballot is to up and die, which I'm assuming he has no plans of doing.
Green Party candidate Jill Stein is also on the ballot after a Democratic Party lawsuit was not heard. In total, Wisconsinites will choose from 8 presidential candidates this November. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.